Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's hop into our Mile High Hype report. Oh, God. Dolly Parton is in the news today.
Poor Jer.
You poor thing. Who's she helping this time?
The oversaturation of Dolly Parton continues. She's opening a new hotel called Songteller. It's coming to Nashville in the spring. That's a Dolly Parton hotel, you guys.
Just one more thing.
245 rooms, two different entertainment venues, a museum, a coffee shop. That's it.
You're just not a fan. Okay.
I would imagine.
I might check it out.
I would imagine the pillows are very fluffy.
And pink. Like, I imagine everything's pink.
Josh got me.
I get you.
No, that's Josh
probably double
it.
Beds,
okay,
too.
Yeah. Pillows are very fluffy.
Pillows. Pillow talk.
I am excited for this. This is big breaking news this morning. Joey Chestnut, the 16-time champion of Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, is going to return to this year's competition on the 4th of July.
Yeah!
Legend, right? Legend. He sat out last year due to a dispute over vegan meat endorsement.
Oh, how funny.
Now, Mr. Chestnut, who is 41 years old now, mind you, expressed his deep connection with this cherished tradition, is his quote. And he's resolved the differences with the organizers, and he going to be back shoving the wieners down his mouth this 4th of July. It's so, always such a disgusting event.
It is. Oh, any kind of eating competition. Because even if you love hot dogs, you don't love watching people shove hot dogs in their mouth and then throwing
and
up hot dogs.
And they shove them in the water and then they're
drooling
into the mouth.
Hot dogs.
You know, the winner only gets 10 grand. I mean, I know that's a lot of money, but like...
But the endorsements is where it's at, buddy.
Oh, is that? Okay.
And
but
the amount
still,
of
like,
training you have to do, dude.
10 grand, I feel like it's not
that
much. For the stomach surgery he's gonna need.
Yeah, he's not coming out of retirement. He was just like,
he just took
a
year off. There was
an
endorsement thing last year that kind of threw a kink in things for him.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's back though with the Nathan's hot dog.
Sure, he can still throw down.
I'm wondering how long he can do this. He is 41 years old. I mean, when's he gonna start slowing down?
I know.
You gotta keep eating
with the wieners.
You would think, because I don't eat hot dogs on a competitive level, but
I usually can get two down easily.
Definitely,
maybe
even
three if I'm feeling a little excited.
I can have one hot dog before I'm like, that was not good for me.
Yeah,
like, that was it.
They always say it takes, for every hot dog you eat, it takes something like 11 minutes off your life or something. There's a mathematical formula to
it's double digits, I remember, because the other ones are like 7 minutes.
But
I'm like, 11?
Just a big fat dog with yellow mustard and dill relish on it. Are you kidding me?
So good.
Are you kidding me?
Worth it. You're right, Jared. Totally worth
it. Really good. I will give you one more thing before we dive into Katie's local stuff. I watched this morning, and Nick Nack was in the office this morning, and we were both like, oh, I actually teared up a little bit. There's a zoo in Guatemala City, and an elephant saved a gazelle's life from drowning.
Oh, I saw that!
They have a shared enclosure, a shared watering hole. The gazelle fell in and could not get out, and he was, you know, clamoring to try to get up the side. This big old elephant came over, grabbed the gazelle by the horns with his trunk, and yanked him out.
Yeah.
And the elephant looked like he was smiling.
Yeah. Oh,
my friend.
And then the crowd was like, whoa!
And it took him
erupted.
A couple times,
couple
too.
Times,
because
he
dropped
sliding.
Him the first time. And then, so.
But to see this elephant save this other animal's life, I'm like, damn, they are smart and
so
friendly
smart.
And
well,
wonderful.
They care.
And they care, and they're compassionate. And I watched it, and I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing I've seen all day.
I need
it's
my
really
coffee.
Cute. I posted it on my personal Facebook, I think, this morning. So that's Shut Up Jeremy on Facebook. But yeah, I posted it. And it was like, man, this is cute.
That is a sweet
I need to
video.
Share this with the world.
So glad you did.
Hey, what's the local stuff?
Oh, did you see Loveland Pass is still closed after that rock slide?
Yeah, what a mess.
Oh, my
gosh.
It
was a big one.
What a
mess. No estimated time for it to reopen either. And that happened Sunday morning. And yeah, I mean, if you look at the pictures, it takes out that whole portion of the road. And they have to go and remove each and every rock from that roadway and then make sure that it's safe to travel on.
Two,
and I know.
Three.
And then to think about that too, on the side of a mountain, they have to go and take all those rocks down. Like, I just, those
very
people
dangerous work
who have to do that, you know, definitely thinking to them, because that cannot be easy.
Well, they got and bulldozers and stuff.
They do, but it's still scary. Like, I cannot imagine the
I'm
people
so
have to work on, like, Red Mountain Pass.
Some
you
people
know
get
what
used
I mean?
To it, though. Like, I was watching videos this weekend of the people that climbed to the very tops of those windmill generation things, the
yeah.
wind power.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That are,
turbine.
I mean, hundreds of feet in the air,
they
and
are.
They're up top taking selfies and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like,
oh, yeah.
God, how
well,
do they do
washers,
that?
Well, window washers, too. Like, you just, you know,
yes.
if you're doing the sky rises,
you just
get used to it. I mean,
even roofers on a two-story house. I had a couple roofers come out last year, and the guy was laying up there on his back, on the peak, and I'm like, oh, my God, when I get up there, I get all queasy.
I know. Yeah. I don't think that's something I could ever get used to, but again, yeah. we don't know when right. this is going to reopen.
Looks I bet
like
you it's today.
You think it's today? I think
bet.
It's going to
really?
Be a couple days. It's they said it's going to take a minute, so
guys.
We'll have to see. You know what? We do know Denver in the top 20 cities in the country. Actually, this was a top 30 search, but we made it at number 16.
For?
Bedbugs.
Oh, not
oh,
again.
What?
We are consistently on the bedbug list. Is this from Orkin or something?
It is. It's from Terminix.
Terminix.
Actually,
every year we're on this list.
Yeah, data pulled that says, you know, how many bed bug treatments that they've logged for the year. That's how they determine it. But Denver was number 15, both 2023 and 2024. So we've moved down on the list at least, Jared. Number 16 this year.
Do you guys check your mattresses when you travel in hotels?
I
oh,
don't.
Absolutely.
I do.
Oh, my God.
I lift up the fitted one and take a peek.
They say you're not even going to be able to see them, though. They're so
no,
small.
You will.
No,
you got to get in the creases of the mattress, and then you look for the red stains. There's like little red stains that'll be on the mattress, so you'll
yeah.
be able to see.
Well, see the stains, but
either
the actual like bed crawling, it's not
usually
like
I just
that.
Lift up the sheet, and it is fully stained, but it's not from bed bugs.
Oh, what hotels are you staying at? You need to
it was from
pay
me.
A little
it was
more.
From me.
It was from
oh,
me.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Like, oh, well, my last
I did that. I did
as that.
That
is.
And then I slowly put the sheet back over it and leave.
Oh, Jeremy.
You don't even clean
it. It was me. It was me.
Anyway, so Philadelphia, number one on this list. Again,
oh, that doesn't
they're always
us.
Number
yeah,
one.
That doesn't surprise
New York, number two.
Oh,
and then Cleveland.
I mean, yeah.
Canton, Ohio.
Yeah.
That area was number three. It just made me laugh. Anyway. Okay, this next story actually really caught my attention because I was supposed to go to that top taco event in Westminster last week. It was
yeah,
happening
with the best
on a,
tacos.
It was happening on a Thursday, though, and they weren't even like starting it until after 7. I was like, oh, I got to work the next morning. So I didn't end up going. Kind of glad I didn't. So a woman out there got hit in the head by an I love taco sign. I know I don't
That's
even
a way that you would probably want to die.
This
I'm
is
sorry
why
for
I'm
laughing.
So
crushed
glad
by a taco
I didn't
sign.
Go. I would be the one who got injured by an I love
you
taco
would love it,
sign.
Though. You'd be like, oh, thank you.
That's the thing. Is so there was a big sign that said I love tacos and everyone was taking their picture next to it. And this group of women went up. There was four of them and went in front of the sign. And all of a sudden something
oh
happened.
God.
And one of them really got injured. Her name was Celine.
Oh, that's what they offered her.
At the taco festival, this should have been the one thing that was secure and in place properly is the gigantic taco sign.
I love taco
sign. The one thing that should have been bolted down properly.
Yes.
What happened?
And listen, so when it happened, they weren't able to get to an emergency vehicle to her right away, and that caused some kind of chaos. But organizers from the event and Dining Out is the company that threw the event, and they've come out and said, we've reached out to Celine to offer our support. We're going to be readily helping her with any injury claim process. So they have come out and they are trying their best to take care of Celine. So we want to point that out.
Well, yeah, because word got out that they offered her free tickets to the next event.
They offered her to reimburse her for her tickets, first of all. They're like, we want to make sure you're okay there. And then they're like, we're behind you with any kind of injury
hey, but
claim
come on
process.
Back.
Well, of course. Like they're like, we'll do better next time, right?
It'll
like,
be a sandwich event, which is a
we'll
much bigger sign.
Yeah.
Sandwich has way more letters.
Oh, man.
Stay away from that sign.
Hopefully, Celine recovers
yeah,
very
that's
quickly.
Horrible. Yeah, that's horrible.
I mean,
all joking like, aside, that is horrible.
No, and let me tell
you.
You
have staples in your head.
She was in a neck brace, too. Did she break her neck?
Yeah, she got injured quite a bit. She got roughed up. But anyone who's worked promotions before, because I know, Josh, you've done this as well.
Oh, yeah.
I worked for a radio station where we had to be out in front in Power Field, so back when it was Invesco. And you know that tunnel that goes around the field, it creates this wind path that is just insane. And it happens every time we were out there. But one time I set up the tent, and this tent, a gust of wind came and took it, and it flipped it up in the air a bunch of times, yeah. and then it came crashing down on its top. I am so lucky nobody got hurt, but it can easily happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the wind around here is insane. So just hoping, again, Selena gets some recovery very, very soon. But insane. Okay, how about this? The new indoor theme park in Thornton. They're turning it into this old movie theater there at Thornton Town Center into a Malibu Jacks. This is neat. So
what's a Malibu Jacks?
What is that?
So there's seven of them around the country, and what they do is they take abandoned buildings and turn them into indoor theme parks. So this is, again, they've got seven. This is going to be the eighth, and they're going to have go-karts, bowling, a drop tower, a roller coaster indoors, miniature golf, laser tag, motion theater rides, a kids play zone, and more. So it's also going to create 100 jobs up there in the Thornton area. But
that
I just love
fun.
This concept.
Sounds like an urban air or something.
Absolutely. But again, to take an old theater, because we're seeing so much of that, buildings just being completely deserted, and they no longer have a purpose, and that's sad in itself. So the fact that they're doing something with it, and doing something that I think people are going to be behind.
You know what this building needs is some indoor go-karts.
Theme park.
Let's get some go-karts in this building immediately.
Go-karts all day. I love this. So, again, they're looking at September for an opening
all
day
right.
for that. So very, very soon. An update on the Broncos sale for that new stadium. Now, we talked about how allegedly the team has scooped up like 13 different parcels over there at the Burnham Yard.
Burnham Yards,
yeah. So they've got like 13 different parcels. Looks like $153 million is what they paid for that. But
that's nothing for that.
Okay.
That's
all right.
At all. Dropping the bucket for
exactly.
them.
Exactly, and that's what
they had
say.
A Groupon, too, is what
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, remember, since the Walmart family, Walton family that's connected to the Walmart, bought the Broncos for like $4.7 billion, they knew this was in the works, so
oh, yeah.
they were just waiting to see where the stadium was going to be. I'm a little bummed it's not going to be in Lone Tree, allegedly.
They were talking about
it. Would have been nice.
It would have been neat to have
deal
it down south.
Downtown traffic again. I know.
Yeah, we do.
Just sitting on the highway.
Yeah, go Broncos. All right, and then we could see our first 100-degree day in Colorado in many spots this week. So they're talking Greeley, Lyman, Burlington, La Junta, Lamar, and even Friday could be the first time Denver sees triple digits this year.
Yes.
And here's the thing about like 100-degree days is yeah. the average is like 100-degree days over 100-degree days over 150 years. So it's less than one 100-degree day every year. I know that. I know. You love numbers.
I
am
a lot of numbers.
You
that
love
was a lot of numbers.
Too early for
Here,
these ridiculous stats.
We
huh?
don't usually see 100-degree days
huh?
in Denver.
Okay.
Last summer, though,
huh?
Denver saw six 100-degree days.
How about
I know.
That?
I'm just throwing
this
even
is
more
wow.
numbers.
Exciting
so
news
no,
for
so
our 80-year-old audience.
Okay. How about this? Woo. It's going to be huh. hot. It's yeah. going to be hot.
You could have just left it there.
Drink
this weekend, it's
going to
be 100 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so hot.
Hot.
Huh.
Okay. That's Josh, huh?
Thank you, Kate. Well, I was
so
those numbers, dude.
I really had the story in my head, like,
yeah,
a lot
you,
better.
You probably
scratch
that
out
for the one that we do later in the morning. You can just scratch that
numbers,
story
numbers,
out.
Numbers, numbers, numbers.
It's going to be hot this weekend.
Scratch
there
it.
You go.
Scratch it out.
For all four of you that don't have the weather app on your phone, Katie has you updated
you know
with the weekend.
Did you know it's going to be hot?
Take out the almanac.
That's right. I can feel it in my knees.
My elbow's acting up.
The cows are wrestling.
Okay. All right, there all you have right. it. You're all up to date, everybody.
That was good, Katie.
Well
Thank
done,
you,
Katie.
Josh.
You made it through.
Good job.